Okay, my name is Jane Louise. I am 35 years old. I am bisexual and I am Australian and I live in Australia, born in Australia. My first memory of having an orgasm was grinding on my boyfriend, like dry humping. Like I would be on top of him and I would essentially like grind. I now know what was going on, but at the time it just felt good. But I would essentially grind my clitoris sort of into the outer firm bit of like the seam on the zip of his jeans, and this amazing feeling would wash over me, and then I would get really sleepy afterwards. And yeah, those are my, I'm just trying to think how old I would have been. I think like year 10. So like 15? And yeah, those were my first orgasms, but I didn't even know they were orgasms. They were like not crazy intense, but very, very like pleasurable. But yeah, really, really different to masturbatory orgasms. An orgasm feels like, oh my goodness, it can feel like so many different things because I have so many different kinds of orgasms. So an orgasm, like a clitoral orgasm, is a very like clear ascent towards climax. For me, internal orgasms are more of a feeling of like letting go or like losing control or like surrendering, like physically, emotionally, spiritually, just sort of let go. Yeah, so my orgasm buildup is really, really different. So sometimes it's squeezing and pushing, sometimes it's like matching my breath and like completely relaxing like the entirety of my vulva. I know that I am about to have an orgasm because I all of a sudden get extremely wet, and you can especially with penetrative orgasms, like you can hear it. And it, there is a feeling though, like my climax has a distinct feeling and it's like a intensely like a pleasurable pinnacle, and it's like my whole body is kind of like pointed towards that feeling, and I'm like, I'm moving towards the pinnacle of that feeling, with the aim of obviously dropping over the other edge. Oh, I've already sort of answered this, but no, my orgasms definitely don't always feel the same. I think that I have very distinct clitoral orgasms. I have very intense internal orgasms. Cervical orgasms feel really, really different for me. Anal orgasms feel really, really different for me. Sometimes internal orgasms leave me feeling like I could just keep having them forever and ever, and then it's the big clitoral orgasm, or like clitoral orgasm with penetration at the end, that actually makes me feel like quote unquote satisfied. And then there's times where I have like clitoral orgasms and it's not until I have an orgasm with penetration that it makes me feel satisfied. Or sometimes I can have a bunch of either kind of orgasm and it's not till I like do butt stuff and have an anal orgasm. And sometimes I'm not multi-orgasmic. Like occasionally, like I'll just like this morning, for example, I just kind of popped off a clitoral orgasm, and I'm pretty hungover though. and just, you know, like I'm getting on with my day. So they definitely don't always feel the same. I do absolutely, especially with ejaculatory orgasms, feel a complete release. Like, it is the most... It's a very, like, surrendering feeling. It's a massive feeling of release. Yeah. And, like, I sleep like a baby afterwards. When I'm in that space, my mind goes quiet. It's not just a physical release. It's like a mental and emotional one. Sometimes I have like a energy orgasm after I've had a physical orgasm. And that's it's just a massive emotional catharsis. So I like come really, really hard. And then I lay in afterglow and then experience like an energetic like orgasm. And then I like have this really beautiful, like, emotional release and cry. Those are pretty good. Those, especially when I have very, very intense physical, like, internal deep orgasms, absolutely. Masturbation was not supported in my home growing up. My mum very openly discouraged sexual expression. My dad is grew up in a small town in Scotland. So like, I don't know even now he like freezes up if I like talk about anything remotely sexual, which is funny because I'm like, want to be a body sex practitioner, but I experienced shame and guilt because I was also raised Christian and, I don't know. I was just like actually kind of taught not to enjoy your body. Like, it sounds kind of fucked up, and if I put it like that to my parents, I'm sure they'd say, oh, we never actually said that. But I didn't even know that girls had orgasms for ages. So yeah, the opposite, actually. I would say it was dissuaded. I let go of shame and guilt to fully experience pleasure because at the heart of it, I am a gigantic slut. And so when you, don't get me wrong, I struggled a lot with my desires and the way that I wanted to be and the way that I wanted to feel about my body and the way that, like, I actually really wanted to do these like really quite exploratory things, and I wanted to have fun and enjoy myself and feel good. And I would say I got over it by doing, like, it gets to a certain point where, like, when your orgasm helps you, when pleasure helps you, when you're in a difficult time and you can always come back to the pleasure that you can get from your own body, like, it's like you retrain yourself. I would absolutely say having like great sexual experiences and sexual relationships definitely helped. I would say the negative things that I've experienced sexually probably compounded that shame and guilt stuff, but ultimately kind of the act of enjoying my sexuality and sexual expression and enjoying what came back to me from enjoying it. And I guess hearing also from partners, like, the way that I enjoyed my body and accepted my body and celebrated my body and in turn, like, did the same with theirs was incredible. And sometimes partners hadn't ever really experienced someone who really wanted to experience pleasure with them. Doing the work surrounding body sex, doing urban tantra with Barbara Corellis, like actually doing dedicated work really, really helps as well. So the body sex workshop didn't necessarily affect my orgasm. So I learned how to, obviously I learned how to do the rock and roll technique. I would say that it helped me take steps forward towards being much more multi-orgasmic. And I think connecting with women all over the world who are on their own journeys really helped me find a community where I could feel comfortable with, like, how much I invest in, like, my sexual identity and pleasure, and, like, it's really important to me. So I think it it really elevated my desire to, like, move that stuff forward and teach pleasure and find out, like, the true capacity of my body's, like, potential to feel good. Masturbation is foundational for me in terms of orgasm. After those initial first orgasms that I didn't even know were orgasms, like, the only person up until really the last, in my 30s, that could make me come unassisted was me. Like, masturbation has been, it was the way that I learned how to have ejaculatory orgasms. It's the way that I learned to, like, I guess, awaken, like, the pleasure that's in and around my butt. It's also how I healed the trauma in my vagina from assault. Like, without masturbation, all of the things that I experience now, all of the pleasure, you know, like, genital-based pleasure that I have, I just don't know that it would be possible without, like, a pretty dedicated, like, self-love practice. So my orgasms alone and with my partner are different because at the moment I'm a one-woman puddle-making machine when I'm having sex. So I don't typically ejaculate when I orgasm without penetration, and the easiest way for me to orgasm from penetration is being, like, being a woman on top. At the moment, every time I have sex with my husband or one of my lovers, I usually have a whole bunch of orgasms, but this is not how, like, it's really only been in the last maybe year or year and a half that I've consistently orgasmed from sex. So it's still, like, a massive novelty. And, yeah, so there's orgasms I can have on my own, especially when it comes to, like, anal play, because I think I'm still a little bit shy about that. So those orgasms, like the anal orgasms I have, are very, very different. I think I've only ever had one or two of those with my partner, and he's the only person I've ever had anal sex with. So that's really unique, as opposed to when I'm on my own and when I'm with him. But, I mean, we frequently, like, masturbation is sort of part of our foreplay. Like, we masturbate each other or we masturbate ourselves, or we, like, yeah, that's sort of it's part and parcel. But, yeah, I would say I have I do have different orgasms when I'm alone, but then sometimes I have those same orgasms with my partner. It really just depends. And at the moment, yes, I generally always have an orgasm when I sit on a dick. What did I tell my younger self about orgasm? Hang in there, and keep trying, and stop worrying what your body looks like. I think, like, for a lot of people, like, thinking about what they look like being concerned with image while experiencing pleasure is a real limiter. I would say it only gets better. I would say try to have another orgasm after you have that first one, because it's only through doing an erotic film project that I ever cottoned on to the fact that after I came once, I could come again. I used to actually really struggle for that second orgasm, and now I can just sometimes it's just one orgasm, but then sometimes I can just come and come and come and come and come, and it is possible, and your body's capacity for pleasure is infinite, and it's worth putting in the effort and investing your energy in improving your relationship with your body and with your sexuality and with your orgasm. And like, just keep on keeping on, and don't worry about people judging you for how determinedly you pursue pleasure. And also, like, I would just tell my younger self, like, you're on the right track. Like, you'll get there. And it'll just keep getting better. Awesome. Well, that's me done. Thank you so much for your time. And sorry I was a bit late. I did not lost the link somehow to this thing. All the best with the research. Thank you. Bye.